Thank you and good morning. June is National Dairy Month, a month to showcase the hard work of the dairy industry. The dairy industry is some of the hardest working people in the country involved in the industry. Cows aren't on a 9-to-5 schedule, and that makes for long hours in all weather conditions. A fun fact about milk, to get the same amount of calcium in an 8-ounce glass of milk, you'd have to eat 1/4 cup of broccoli, 7 oranges, or 6 slices of wheat bread. I got to talk to Todd Armour, a local dairy farmer from Carlinville, about the dairy industry and his farm, Armour Dairy. In honor of June being National Dairy Month, I have Todd Armour, owner and operator of Armour Dairy in Carlinville. Thanks for talking with me today, Todd.
Hi, you're welcome, Jamie. Anytime.
So, Todd, how'd you get involved in the dairy industry?
Well, I was born and raised on this farm. My parents milked cows my entire life and went to college and didn't intend to come back to the dairy, but once we started having kids, my wife and I decided to come back to Carlinville and raise our kids here.
Well, I went to school with Lydia and Mitch and Grayson and Ava, so I agree that Carlinville is probably a good choice.
Well, our other option was Bloomington, and that's where we were living at the time, and we thought, you know, it'd be a better situation to put our kids through a smaller school and keep an eye on them a little bit better.
Yeah, I understand that. I think my parents probably thought the same thing. But how many cows are you milking a day on your farm?
Right now we're milking about 80 cows. We have a total of about 180 total.
What breeds of cows do you milk on your operation typically?
We milk Holsteins. They're the black and white ones that people commonly see on dairy commercials.
The happy cows.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have only milking cows, or do you have your own bulls and heifers on your property as well?
No, we have milking cows and replacement heifers. We don't raise any bulls on our farm. Dairy bulls are a little bit too risky to have, so we've artificially inseminated cows on this farm since probably the 50s, early 60s, and probably late 90s we quit raising any extra bulls at all. So everything's female that we have right now.
Wow, I didn't realize that AI was even available back in the 50s, so that's really cool that you guys were using that technology that early.
Yeah, the dairy industry started AI in long, long ago, and it was readily available when I was a small child.
I had no idea. How has the industry changed over the time you've been involved?
It's just like any other animal agriculture. It's consolidated and margins have thinned out. Become pretty difficult, actually, to milk cows and make a living doing it. The animals are, through technology, are ever producing more. The feed quality is better. And from less animals or less of an environmental footprint, we're able to produce more milk.
What would you consider to be the biggest threat to the industry today?
Once again, probably consolidation. It's getting harder and harder to produce milk and produce an income, and especially at our size. There's just, even on the processing side, there's consolidation in our industry right now. Walmart's in the process of building a processing plant of their own and producing their own great value branded milk. So it's throwing our industry into a flux. You know, the co-ops that dominate our industry are trying to figure out what the next step is and try to stay ahead of the economic curve in the business.
Yeah, you have noticed, like at Walmart, you know, they can sell their great value milk for a lot cheaper than producers such as yourself can. That's just pure consolidation at this point.
Well, and to be real honest with you, you know, when you're buying $1.98 or 98-cent milk at the local retailers, they're selling it at a loss. They're purposely selling milk below cost. And they've done studies and done the research and discovered that if they sell cheap milk, it increases the trips through the door. And what they lose on milk, they gain back on selling dry goods. So they purposely are losing money selling milk.
Yeah, and that's kind of a tactic that smaller dairy farmers such as yourself can't really afford to sell the milk for cheaper than it's valued at.
Right. Yeah, it really puts a squeeze on the cooperatives that we smaller dairy farmers are members of. The Prairie Farms of the world have to figure out how they're going to compete with that. If it's in other products or cultured products, or cheese, or how they're going to deal with it.
So on to the most important question, Todd. What is your favorite dairy product?
Cottage cheese. Specifically Prairie Farms cottage cheese.
Right.
cottage cheese, I understand, is a lot like making beer. The quality of the end product has a lot to do with the person that runs the plant, and there are little tweaks that you can make in the process that makes it bad or good. What I have found is Prairie Farms has an absolutely exemplary cottage cheese product, and when you go out and buy some of these other products that are made by other companies, it's not worth taking off the store shelf. So Prairie Farms cottage cheese, awesome, awesome product.
Well, thank you, Todd, both for your time for this interview and your dedication to the industry. Farmers don't get enough recognition, it seems like, and dairy farmers especially, with all the work that goes into it. So thank you again.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate your interest in what we're doing here, and anytime we can educate the public is a step forward, I think, for our industry.
Thank you to Todd for taking the time for an interview and his hard work to provide us with the dairy products we know and love. In national news this morning, U.S. pork producers responded to Mexican retaliation. Mexico, on June 5th, levied punitive tariffs, 10% effective today, escalating to 20% on July 5th, on unprocessed pork, not including variety meats, in retaliation for tariffs on its metal exports to the United States. Mexico's decision follows similar retaliation in early April by China, which imposed additional 25% tariffs on U.S. pork, reducing live hog values by as much as $18 per animal on an annualized basis. The following statement may be attributed to Jim Hermel, NPPC president and a pork producer from Johnstown, Ohio. The toll on rural America from escalating trade disputes with critically important trade partners is mounting. Mexico is U.S. pork's largest export market, representing nearly 25% of all U.S. pork shipments last year. A 20% tariff eliminates our ability to compete effectively in Mexico. This is devastating to my family and pork-producing families across the United States. We appreciate the variety of interests and issues the Trump administration is balancing in its trade negotiations with Mexico, China, and other countries. While producers are trying to be good soldiers, we're taking on fast water. The president has said that he would not abandon farmers. We take him at his word. The U.S. pork sector sustains more than 500,000 jobs across rural America. More than 110,000 of these jobs are directly tied to exports of American pork. The Census of Agriculture deadline is looming. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service is wrapping up data collection for the 2017 Census of Agriculture. To stay on track for data release in February of 2019, the deadline for submitting the paper questionnaire is June 15, 2018. Farmers and ranchers who have not responded by June 15, 2018 still have until the end of July to complete the census online through the secure website found on the cover of their census form. Phone follow-up and personal interviews will also continue through July. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue encouraged producers who have not yet done so to respond to the survey. Perdue reminds farmers and ranchers that the data is used to make important local, state, and national decisions that will have a very real impact on farmers, ranchers, ag operations, and rural communities. For more information about the 2017 Census of Agriculture or to respond online, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov. That's all the time we have on the Farm Show this morning. Have a great Wednesday. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.